Let us begin with our opening invocation. This is a time to call God down, call God to be with us and to lead us in our worship. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Let us take a moment to be thinking about how we receive the light from God. That is through the forgiveness He has to offer. When we confess our sin, God always responds, not with judgment, but with His complete love and forgiveness. So we take a few moments for silent reflection. Before we join in our Christmas celebration, we clear the way by confessing our sins and hearing once again God's gracious words of forgiveness. We admit that we are sinners, Lord. We sin in our thoughts, words, and actions, by things we have done and left undone. We especially recognize our fear of the future, wanting to know and control our future, rather than trusting You for what is to come. Forgive us when we forget Your promises for our future. Make clear to the eyes of our hearts that our future is in Your loving hands. There's a clear way that we become white as snow. It's when our sins are forgiven, the Psalms say. And so receive that forgiveness in our words of absolution. God knows our fears, our failures to trust Him for the future, and in Christ assures us of His forgiveness. I therefore, in Christ's stead, announce the free and full forgiveness of all your sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's join our voices and our hearts together as rise as you are able for the singing of Lord, I lift your name on high.